Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Time for a very shadowy cybernetic edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey, and I'm joined by the leader of the Ninja Clan himself, Basher.
We call ourselves the Foot.
We are now going to get sued. How dare you? Great.
All right,
you're lucky I have a lawyer friend.
We call ourselves the Hand. Wait, that's also another one.
The Come knee. On now.
We're the knee.
Come on. The knee. The toes. I want to be the toes. That is not what this is about. We are not talking about toes. We're going to be talking about Cyber Shadow, one of the latest and greatest games on Microsoft's Game Pass service. But before that, did you know that you can call us and leave us a voicemail, and we'll talk. We will talk about it. Whatever you got to say. All you got to do is just got to call us. 574-651-9256. Or you can go on Anchor. They've got their own platform. Maybe you listen to your podcast on Anchor. You can just leave us a message there. People have done it. You can continue to do it. It's great. We interact. We're friends. I might even give you a high five.
There you go. Ooh, free high fives?
They're free. There's not even like a brokerage fee. They're free.
I see.
That's not what we're here to talk about. Yeah. GME to the moon. We're going to be talking about Cyber Shadow. Here's the details on this game. It's from Mechanical Head Studios, which this is their first game, which apparently most of the development was done by one man. And the music was done by someone else. But most of the development was actually done by one single person. I want to say his name, but I don't know how. So I think it's Arnie Hunziker. So if that is the right name, there you go. And what's funny is the composer is Enrique Martin. Close. That's but not Ricky
that,
Martin.
That can't be true.
That's what it is. This is a 2D action platformer, regularly priced at $19.99, available on PC, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox One. There's no crossplay because it doesn't make sense. There's cloud saves as well as Play Anywhere support. No DLC at this time. And it does have 1X support, but Series X and S support, no. But it is a 2D action platformer, so you're going to be playing the 1X version, which I think already runs in 4K. So not really much else you can do, I guess. So, because of the art style, it's a sprite-based game, stuff like that. So, all right, Cyber Shadow. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Cyber Shadow. So, Cyber Shadow, you play as a guy named Shadow.
He's cool.
He happens to be a ninja. He's a decades old ninja. He's kept alive by his cybernetics, I believe.
There's the cyber part of it.
Yeah, all right. So therefore, Cyber Shadow. You guys get it now? Great. Glad you're on board. It's a side scroller. It's
set in this fictional town or city of Mecha City. Very on the nose, this game.
Oh man, yeah, it's all right. Let's put it
All
this
right,
way.
let's do this right. We're gonna argue about this game.
Listen, I already got it. I already got it. Listen. Have you ever owned a Nintendo? Have you ever played a ninja game on a Nintendo? Congratulations, you just played and beat Cyber Shadow. You did it, guys.
I
You did
disagree.
it. That's really what we have here.
Cyber Shadow is a 2D action platformer. So yes, if you've played stuff like Ninja Gaiden or even so this was published by Yacht Club Games. It was not made by them, but they were the makers of Shovel Knight. So if you played Shovel Knight, you kind of know what it, you know. It's going for a 8-bit aesthetic, but it is not sort of limited by that aesthetic, if that makes sense. Because there was limits at what you could do with in terms of how many sprites and stuff are on screen for the NES, Super NES and stuff like that. But in the modern era, we don't have that. So it is not held back by that. But it is very similar to games like Mega Man and Castlevania and Ninja Gaiden. It is of that era. But that being said, you can do those games wrong. You can do those games very wrong. And that's where I fall on Cyber Shadow in that I think it does most of that stuff right. I think the jumping feels good. I think the sense of speed feels good. I think the story elements when they are there, I think they're cool. I think the art is very, while it's very on the nose, I think it's cool though. Like it does not. I never looked at the art and felt like, yeah, this is just kind of boring. It has a lot of style. It's got a lot of class. And before we get to the gameplay, I want to hear your side of it, but I think you could do that stuff wrong, but this feels very much like a love letter to those games.
I agree with all that actually. I mean, again, like if you've ever owned a Nintendo, you played plenty of bad Nintendo games. Like most of them were bad. For every Mega Man, there was a Mega Man clone that was awful and just didn't get it. Cyber Shadow is one of the games that does get it. That said, I would compare it to what's the name of that game? I already know where I'm going with this. The one that starts like 18 bit and turns to 16 bit halfway through.
The messenger.
Yes, The Messenger. Very much like The Messenger in a lot of ways, but without
I'm going
the.
to completely disagree with that, but keep going.
I mean, it's essentially they're both Nintendo games.
No, the mess. Th this is not to derail myself before we get too far. This game is not on the messenger level, not even
No,
close.
it's not. That's my point I'm trying to make. Like they're both Nintendo games, just one did it way better. This one is just like, I don't know how many times I don't know how many ways I can say that. You're right. It's a love letter. It's a love letter to this type of game. And it does not do anything else except say, "I love you, old games." Like, okay, I loved you too, but I've upgraded from Nintendo. Like, what do you want from me?
The gameplay of this game is I still really enjoyed my time with it. I think it stumbles places here and there. I think it takes a little too long to sort of get started. It's not that long. It's probably like what, 6 to 8 hours? Maybe shorter if you're better at these games. I ran into a couple instances where I just could not. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it gets
I
super
kept
hard at some
dying.
point.
Yeah, and it gets pretty difficult. But that's actually like where I think it excels over a lot of games in this market or that are trying to tap into this market, that it has a real sense of progression, which is hard to do in such a short game, as well as this type of game. So like you start out and really all you can do is run and jump, and that's. What's the word? It's hard to add things like progression. I can't think of the word I want to use. when I started this game and then when I was in 3 hours in, I felt like I was playing a different game. And whereas stuff like, you know, like the Ninja Gaiden or Gaiden and the Mega Mans, those games to me, Mega Man's probably not a great example because Mega Man can be sort of tackled in any way that you see fit.
Yeah, more like Ninja Gaiden because that doesn't really change
right,
up.
Right. Castlevania would probably be a better one too, the originals, because those games get harder as they go just to kind of be a jerk about it. You're not really honing any skills, new skills, I should say. Like Ninja Gaiden, the way you get better at the game is you keep playing it and you do the same things over and over. Cyber Shadow adds things to it. It adds different maneuvers. It adds different abilities. Eventually, you get like a wall jump or a wall climb, like very Mega Man X-esque. And then you get like a double jump. And then eventually, you can even add powers into it. You can start charging powers. And I really got Mega Man X vibes from this game. Now, I don't want you to be confused and think that it is like a game like Mega Man X where you're like shooting things. This is still very much a ninja game. So you are, when you're doing like a charge blast, you're basically like charging your sword. It just does more damage. But it seems like this game was very influenced by that game secretly. Maybe that's just because I've played that game a billion times. It's one of my favorite games. But, you know, even though the wall jumping and stuff felt very Mega Man X-esque.
Oh, it's heavily influenced by a lot. Like this developer, this guy, he literally played all of those games. I mean, when the game first starts off, I got heavy Metroid vibes, like super heavy, like the way like the container you awaken from, along with the little robot that floats down looking like a Metroid, like it was super Metroidy,
hang on, before you go too far, all I want to say is, I think the fact that he was able to pull all of those in, like he didn't just pull Mega Man in, you know, like Shovel Knight is very heavily influenced by DuckTales, you know, like they took that bouncing mechanic and they ran with it. But this pulls stuff from Ninja Gaiden, Mega Man, Metroid, Mega Man X, Castlevania, and from start to finish, it's almost like you're getting little glimpses into each one of those, and it builds and builds and builds. And I think it's super impressive that he was able to pull all of those games, and it's not a home run, but it's really good. I think that takes a lot of time and a lot of just, I don't want to say talent, because that's the word, but just that cannot be easy to do when some of these games, they try to pull in just one of those games, like we're going to make a Metroidvania and they don't do it right. Right. You know, I think it's impressive that he was able to basically pay homage to all those, and none of them felt bad, in my opinion.
I mean, I would agree with that, and I would also use the word talent. I mean, I think this guy has a lot of talent to be able to do this, mostly if not all by himself. That said, not to sound like a butthole, but I mean,
what does a butthole sound like?
It sounds like this. I don't care about Nintendo games anymore. Like, I just don't. And the reason I love The Messenger so much is because it was like, because both these games are very self-aware, but The Messenger is self-aware on a whole nother level. Whereas Cyber Shadow is just very base in its essence. Is like, we're going to make this Ninja Gaiden and Mega Man will twist the Metroid game, and we're going to go at that real hard. We're going to do it well, but at the end of the day, it's just like I mean the name of the game is Cyber Shadow, his name is Shadow. It's kind of a joke, but you're not in on the joke. It's like the game takes itself very, very, very seriously, and I'm sorry, but the story was not there for me. The characters weren't there for me, and the best thing, not the best thing, one of the main selling points about halfway through this game is how hard it gets. And that doesn't do anything for me either. Like, I guess when I play games like this, these homages, I want more than I'm making that game you already played. Like, I want something that says, here's an homage, but also here is, we're in the year 2021. So let me add this extra spin on it that makes it stand out and not look so much like it could have run on a Nintendo, because that seems to be the case for a lot of these games, where they're just like, look how faithful of an 8-bit game I can make. Like, great, good for you. I don't have an 8-bit console. Like, do something else with this. Like, because then I just get, honestly, I get bored halfway through with these games.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. Like I said earlier, I don't want to like derail myself. I don't think this game is on the same level as like a Messenger or like even like a Yoku's Island Express, to where, like you said, it puts its own spin on it, but it does it in a way that the simplicity of the Messenger is really what sells it, because I shouldn't say that. The airstep system of the Messenger is what sells it, because the first time you jump and you hit something, you can jump again. It instantly feels right, and this game isn't quite on that level. It takes time to get used to it. It takes time because every single new thing you get, whether it's a sprint, whether it's the wall jump, those are game changing mechanics. So you can hit a wall in this game real fast because it does not mess around. When you get a wall jump, the level design is completely changed because now they can incorporate that wall jump. And I think that's where it sort of falls for me in some aspects. It's that when you look at stuff like Mega Man X or a Messenger, it stands out in the gameplay department because it has perfected those things. It's made an entire game around the abilities of that character. And this game, since the abilities just keep ramping up and ramping up, it's still well designed for the most part, I believe, but you don't get a lot of time to sort of get used to it before it sort of starts adding new things to it. And I think it's extremely impressive that all of that works together, but it can be rough, man.
You know
like
what?
I yeah.
I think that, and again, like, I do not want to short sell this game like it's a bad game. This is a very well done video game. Like the again, like my thought process of giving a perfect 10 for a game often is developers saying, this is what we want to do, A, B, and C. Let's knock out let's knock A, B, and C out the park. And this is one of those games where he's like, I want to make this type of game, and he made that type of game for sure. I guess my and it's definitely personal for me, because I guess my issue is halfway th like not halfway through this game, but like as I play this game, as we've kept saying over and over again, very Mega Man X's, very 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 Mega Man like, and it's like I just want to play Mega Man now.
Right. No, I get
And
that for sure.
then on top of that, Mega Man X came out what year? 1992? Like how
Right,
I
but
it,
you can still pick up that game and enjoy it.
but
Like,
that's the point. That's my point. I Mega Man X is better than this game.
oh, for
And it's
sure, for
and it
sure.
sh but it shouldn't be though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I get it, but at the same time, like, if they announced Mega Man X9 tomorrow and it was an homage to those games, I would be ecstatic.
Oh yeah,
Like,
absolutely. I would too. But like, I just
so,
feel
yeah.
like a game made in 2021 should not. And I get it. It's an homage. I understand that. But you can't. Like for me, you can't make an homage to a game that was made 30 years ago, and a 30-year-old game is better than your game. Like
Right,
you're too faithful at that point.
I think that could just comes back to the problem of it doesn't really take any of those formulas and do its own thing with it. You know, like by the end of this game, you are completely playing it different, but it's still, it doesn't stand out in terms of like the air step in The Messenger or the pinball in Yoku's Island Express. It doesn't have that thing. Its thing is that it wants to combine all of the previous things into a game, but it also doesn't even do that in a way that is unique. It doesn't combine the wall jumping with a Metroidvania, you know, like it doesn't,
right.
You know, but it still does all that stuff faithfully. But no, like I get what you're saying. And that's why I think it's just not in the same level, because, you know, I would put The Messenger up there with stuff like Mega Man X for sure.
I would too. Yeah.
It's just, it's got its own thing. And the air step, while it's very Ninja Gaiden-esque in how it, like its movement and its speed, but you don't play it like Ninja Gaiden. This is a game that you're going to play it like the game it's trying to be, which is not a bad thing. And
I want to emphasize that too. It's not a bad thing. I hate to sound like I'm dogging this good game. It's just a matter of, I think you can fall into a trapping where you can be too faithful to something.
For sure. Because like you said, at that point, unless you're just making that game, you know, it better be just as good or better, like, because if not, it's just going to get lost.
And that's kind of where I was after a while. Like it dawned on me when I got, I want to say one of the abilities, I want to say maybe was the double jump. Once I got that as an ability, I'm like, all right, this is not going to go anywhere. This is not going to take a major left turn anywhere. This is going to be, right, pretty faithful all the way through, and it's nothing to really my favorite mechanic in the game is it's almost like the air step where the cyber slash, you keep going through enemy, like, and right, there are times where you don't touch the ground. And we spoke about that like a lot with games like Ori and the Blind Forest and stuff, where it's like there are times you just don't touch the ground. Like even with a game like Doom, there are times where you, right, may not touch the ground, and it's you as the player taking the game to another level. Whereas, right, and you want to do that with this game, but it just doesn't allow you. It's just like it's one piece,
right, of it, exactly, of it,
and it just doesn't build off that.
Right, and that's where, like, again, sometimes, you know, when you're sort of breaking down a game, you know, you already emphasized that this is a great game, but the reason it's not on that level for me, like those games you just described, is because it doesn't have the ability. It's so focused on giving you those abilities, and keeping it in a good runtime, because if this game was 20 hours. You know, and it really built on each one of those abilities. Like,
right,
you don't want to play that. But you also, by the end of the game, like with the Cyber Slash, you could build a whole game off of that. Like you could yeah, really build a game off of the speed of that, off of the way that it's not easy to do. Like, for you to keep hitting those slashes where you don't touch the ground, it takes a lot of skill. And I'm not saying that people will not be able to speedrun this game and do that perfectly, but the game never really gives you time to get good at it. I look at something like Doom Eternal, to where one of the criticisms of that game is it takes too much time to really get you going. Like you don't get everything in that game until you're halfway through, but then it spends the rest of the entire game letting you perfect those mechanics. Whereas this is, it's like, you got this new mechanic, go. You better get good at it, because you're going to get a new one.
the perfect example for that in Cyber Shadow is the last level, I want to say, where you have to essentially climb a tower by jumping, yeah, off of enemies. And
yeah, it's hard.
You're right. It's hard, but not for the right reason. It's hard reason you said before, where it's because you weren't doing that for an hour. Right. All of a sudden, they want you to do this and just this. And now you're like, well, I wasn't practicing this for an hour. Like, I was doing this, the cyber slash.
Right.
Like, I got this ability before the cyber slash. And there was no area where I had to do just this. But now all of a sudden on the last level, I have to do just this to make it to the top of the tower. And it's more difficult than it should be because it just wasn't well paced in that sense. And again, it sounds like I'm dogging on the game. I'm not. This is one of those games where you said this before a million times too, where I feel like Cyber Shadow 2 would be amazing. Or Cyber right. Shadow if it, X yeah. would be amazing.
Right. If it just built off what it already made, there's just so much more you could do. And that, you know, this is not a 10 out of 10. You know, like if we're going to that archaic scale, like this is a solid 8 for me. You know, it's not on that level. And there's a lot of little things like that. There's like you said, with, you know, the final area, and you suddenly have to use this as sort of like a bounce ability to sort of kind of, you know, bounce to from platform to platform. And when it just sort of throws it at you, I got super frustrated with this game. And it might just be that, like, I've been playing a lot of games lately. And so, like, the fact that I just could not beat this part, and I knew I could, but I was like, I just can't do this right now. I don't understand. Like, I have played and beaten some of the hardest games ever. Not to, like, toot my own horn, but it's just like, I know I can do this. I've played 100 games like this, but I just haven't had time to learn how this game wants me to do it, kind of thing. And, but it does, but it pays off for patience as well. Like when you sort of slow down,
yep.
and stop trying to force it, you know, like it reminds me a lot of Ori in that same way. Like the later levels of Ori in the World of Wisps is like, you have to do everything that you've been taught up to this point. But most of the time, if you die, it's because you're not paying attention to the cycles.
Absolutely.
You're trying it too fast. Like this is very much that game, but it really does come down to, it's like, you just threw this thing at me and you want me to be a pro at it. Like,
yeah, absolutely right. I completely agree. My major frustrations with this game came from my own feelings of, how dare you make me do this right now?
Right. the one part there's a part where you're on like a motorcycle. I about quit. I about quit because it's only you literally only are on that motorcycle for a part. Like you do it one time in the game, and again, it wants you to be a pro at it. And so to get into I like this game.
Compare that what's the other game? A Battletoads, where you have those vehicle sections throughout, so you're just getting better and better and better. Like
right.
This one is like, and here's a vehicle section because this was in a game like Battletoads, and it's like, well, okay, cool. Oh, it's done? It's never coming back? Right. Okay, just check.
Well, and a lot of the frustration for me is that the checkpoints, you know, it has a checkpoint system to where basically every time you go to a checkpoint, they give you most of the time it heals you, but you can buy like spirit, which is how you use some of your abilities, like the cyber slash or the up slash, the flame slash, stuff like that. Or sometimes you get like an enhancer, like something that will constantly give you spirit or something that will extend the blade. And so like that's really cool, but sometimes those are very far apart, and you're playing and you just miss a jump, and all of a sudden you've got to do a 90 second section again. 90 seconds doesn't sound like a long time. That's a long time you have to keep doing it though. And so there's just a lot of little stuff like that. I'm like, man, I just wish these were a little closer together. I wish there was just something that would help me out just a little bit, like give me, you know, another checkpoint, so at least I'm not just banging my head on this. And at the end of the game, I was satisfied. I was like, you know what? Like, I got frustrated a lot, but I almost wanted to play it again to see how fast I could do it, just because I want to see how my skills have transferred over now. Like, now that I haven't mastered it, but I've played it a lot better. You know, I can play Mega Man X. I can finish it under an hour guaranteed. I've played that game so many times, and it's so much fun to just go back and do that. And I did that like 3 weeks ago when friend of the show Chris was over, and I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna play 45 minutes, I beat it. And it's awesome to be able to do that. And I think this game could be that good once you master it, but in terms of this game could be a 10 out of 10, but you've got to play it consistently, and it kind of gets in your way sometimes of being that game. And I think a lot of people could bounce off of it for that reason. You know, it is brutal. It is absolutely brutal. So,
yeah.
And the only other thing I have to say is I feel like they don't use enough buttons on the controller. Why is all of the abilities mapped to like one button? And it's like, oh, you can press up to, you know, you press up and Y to do your one slash. You press down Y to do your other one.
I have a bunch of shoulder buttons not being used right now, video game. Feel free.
Right, right.
But again, that's the faithful design, though. Like, he's sure. Like, hey, here's a Nintendo controller. You don't have a lot of buttons. It's like, stop it. I get it.
Right.
I guess that's where I land with this game. It is a good game. It just doesn't take a turn for must finish, must play. Although I completely agree with the sentiment of when I did finish it, satisfied. It's a good run.
Yeah, because a lot of that frustration, like, it felt warranted. You know, I didn't feel cheated. You know, like, I feel like I overcame a lot of things. And, you know, a game doesn't have to be easy for it to be good. And frustration can be a good thing because it forces you to get better. But that's where this game, the frustration felt like I never had time to get better. I felt like I was thrown into a situation I wasn't prepared for, kind of thing. So eventually I learned, but it's just extremely frustrating. But that being said, you know, again, I really like this game. I'm impressed with the way that he pulled everything together and the way that everything does work in it. I think it just needed a little bit more fine tuning. I think it needed a little bit more of that maybe checkpoints need to be a little bit closer. You know, maybe it needed a couple more sections of training, you know, something like it's lacking that thing that takes it from a good game to a great game. But yeah, I really like the art style. I think the story is fine for what it is. It's very typical, but you know, it does not take any turns or anything. It does not have a sense of humor. It is very much you're on a mission and you're going to solve it kind of thing. So, but yeah. So, I mean, are we agreeing? I think people should play this game.
All right. So I'm on the fence. For me personally, it just doesn't. It doesn't do enough left turns. And then on top of that, I'm thinking of the overall time it takes your first playthrough to beat it. And because of that, I lean towards pass by it. But it's also one of those games that's not bad at all. Like, at all. And it does exactly what it wants to do, and it does it well. So,
Go ahead. This could have been a disaster.
Yeah,
like,
it could have been super, super boring.
Right, and I don't think it really, like, it doesn't do anything wrong. Like, mm-hmm. I think it doesn't perfect maybe anything. Well, the music. I know what I'm saying about music. Music. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
The cutscenes are amazing. That's like,
that's true.
Like,
yeah.
Why can't I get the game looking like the cutscene? like, why do you have to be so...
But I don't know. Again, I think it's super impressive that he brought all those things together and it works. And I'm not saying that, like, people should play this and force themselves to finish it if they're having a rough time with it. You will have a rough time with this game. I guarantee it. Like, there are going to be times that you're going to be super frustrated, but I think that's going to speak to some people. I think some people are going to bounce off of it for that reason. But at the same time, I think people would enjoy the challenge and the journey, I guess you could say, you know, the journey of starting the game one way. And by the end, you're not playing it completely differently, but you are, you're borderline playing a different game kind of thing. Like, you do build on your skills, but you know, it just, you don't have a lot of time to harness those skills, if that makes sense. So,
you sold me this. Yeah. I mean, like, cause again, the game's not bad. It just wasn't the greatest for me, but it may be the
greatest. It's no Messenger. Like, it doesn't have a thing that's going to grab you and just, hang on tight, you know, like
I wish I had just one little hook. That's all it needs, right. One little hook. But yeah, we're in agreement. Pass it on to your friends. Play this game.
Yeah, I, at the very least, give it a shot. I think it is fair, at least worth taking a look at and having some fun with it. So, and look up the soundtrack. Amazing soundtrack. Very, very good soundtrack. I wanted to make sure I at least mentioned that. Because music's a hard thing to talk about, right? Like, because you got to hear it. But it's worth Googling it. It's worth going to YouTube. Give them some ad money. And it's definitely worth it. So, but all right, when it comes to Cyber Shadow on Game Pass or Pass, play it, pass it on to your friends, have a grand old time, prepare for some frustration, but your time could be spent elsewhere and you could have a much worse time. So, like with our previous game. But all right, that's going to do it for this episode. So, wrapping things up here, we talked about the end of last episode to where I feel bad that we keep talking about games that we're going to play and then we don't play them. So, you know, unfortunately, life gets in the way sometimes, and especially with the way that sometimes that, like the Medium and Cyber Shadow, they drop brand new games day and date. And what, Cyber Shadow was 26, and I think the Medium was 27th, so there was a lot of game we had to play in a very short amount of time, and so I'm going to do my best to, from now here on out, if we say we're going to play a game, we're going to play it, but that might mean that there's going to be a lot of times that we just don't know what we're going to play next kind of thing, so... And that's one of these instances where we talked about the last episode to where Sea of Thieves, we have played that game. We were sort of waiting for the seasons to start, and that did start a week ago. So we're going to, at some point, probably in February, maybe early March, we are going to talk about Sea of Thieves. And the other game that I decided that we're going to play, they announced today, is The Falconeer. That was a Series X and S launch game, and it does have X and S support. I think it's also on Xbox One, but that game was... It was a launch game, you know? It was a game that... Launch games are always interesting because they're always kind of... I don't want to say half-baked, but they're always interesting. But this is another instance where it was a game made by one guy. So I think it looks kind of neat. I want to give it a shot. So at some point, we'll be playing that. Might not be the next game, but there you go. So, but all right, leave us a review on your favorite podcasting service. It definitely helps. I know I say that all the time, but I promise you it does. You can email us, gpopfans@gmail.com. Maybe you hate Cyber Shadow. Maybe you love it. Let us know. Gpopfans. That's gpopfans@gmail.com. You can send us a voicemail on Anchor, or you can give us a phone call, 574-651-9256. Again, that is 574-651-9256. I feel like I just talked a lot. I feel like you need to say something.
No, I don't. I'm good.
I don't know, it feels weird. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs.